Brother Cole, if I were to pray, I would start low in the belly, among the slick viscera. Don't call them tripe, those amulets, that conjurer's bag, the wine-dark apotrope where I live, and a road more convoluted than the tube of a tuba. That's where I'd start. There where medicine, always the best laughter, bubbles up like smoke through a hookah into the vicinity of my underachieving heart and the lungs bladder rack. That's how I'd begin, letting the first note climb of its own volition, gathering strength in the chest before the voice box warps it in the sound and it joins the others, which were also somehow there, already in the darkness, just beyond the fire, eyes aglint, our unfamiliar, better natures, so unlike the beast that once leapt for my throat, before its too small owner, our neighbor, could drag it away, and I walked into the house, holding my bloodied hand before me, like a waiter with a choice dish. The zigzag track of the stitches still marks my ring finger, but that was the savagery of an untamed thing, confined, its muffled roars and strangled yelps, as it flung itself all night against the pen, were nothing like the call or response of an untrammeled spirit, half laugh, half sob, the way I would hope to sound if ever I were to join the pack and pray.